Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The DH, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Kemp moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Yount steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parrish out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ogilvie moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner juggles the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Ogilvie scores. Lescano moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Brewers, 3. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Petrie. Cowens fumbles the ball. That's an error on Cowens. Lescano scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. Gantner moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-3, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy is walked intentionally. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Ogilvy moves to second. It's 7-3, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Cowens moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyer strikes out. 1 out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Yount reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-3, Brewers. Pat Underwood now pitching. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Brewers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. John Wackenfuss now catching. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Stan P. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Brewers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.